Hello, everybody. Monday, October 10th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to have an absolute blast. If you've been around for a while, you're like, something's different. Yes, this is not my normal office from which I film. Find myself in a hotel, find myself on the road. I mean, I guess honestly, for something related to health and fitness, one of my parents is profoundly sick and ill, and I've traveled out to the East Coast to help them and be with them. And so I got to get this stuff done as well. And so here I am in the hotel room filming. Now, a lot of times in the past, I would just, you know, read the various different options that we have for the workout, but everybody can do that on their own. So what I'm going to try to do is, you know, you can read the workout options, the descriptions and all this stuff, the goal times, the accessory work. I'm going to kind of open the doors to the why behind the workout. Why are we doing this today? Why is it important? You know, why was it chosen? Why was it created? And also some ideas mixed into that as to maybe how to attack it, approach it, or whether or not you should or shouldn't scale it. And I think that will be really useful for people because you can read the wildcard option just as much as I can read it to you. If you don't know what the wildcard option is, that's because every Monday, there's another video attached to the day's training entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. And so I beg you, stop this, go watch that video, and then come back here. That video tells you all the information you need to fully benefit from what I tell you every day in these videos. What is the prescribed option compared to the wild card, compared to the scaled option, to what's the Leo, what's the Neo? The goal times, are those carved in stone? Are they flexible a bit? Do I have to do the accessory work? Why is there a not for time option? All that stuff is in the other video. Only got to watch it once and then you're good to go. So make sure you've watched it whether you're new or if you've been around for a while. So here we go. The workout of the day is probably one of the most beloved workouts from what I can tell from just everybody's general reaction anytime they see it. It's entitled The Chief. And The Chief is, it's an AMRAP basically, max rounds in 3 minutes of 3 power cleans, 6 push-ups, and 9 air squats. 135 in the bar for men, 95 pounds for women. You do that as many times as you can in 3 minutes. 3 power cleans, 6 push-ups, 9 air squats, 3 power cleans, 6 push-ups, 9 air squats, many times as you can in 3 minutes. You then rest 1 minute, you do another 3-minute cycle, you're gonna do that 5 times. 3 minutes, 1-minute rest, 3 minutes, 1-minute rest, 3 minutes, 1-minute rest. You're gonna do 5 of those 3-minute cycles and each one has a 1-minute rest between each. Now, you post your total score of the 5, you know, the rounds completed over the 5 cycles. A big question is, if I time expires in that 3-minute window and I'm on push-up number 4 out of 6, I take my 1-minute rest, the next 3-minute window begins. Do I pick up where I left off on push-up number 5? Or do I have to start all over again on power clean number 1? You start all over again on power clean number 1. You do that every time. So that's probably one of the most common questions for the chief. This workout, nice pull off the ground, explosive hip opening. We pulled off the ground last week, but it was with a heavy deadlift. It was slow. We get some pushing off the ground last week, but it was with burpees. Now it's just the straight push-up. We went below parallel heavy last week on that heavy day at a high heart rate. Now we've got light with just the body weight with the air squat and the time domain, almost interval style of work rest is another additional great piece of variance to work into the training as well, which is tremendously beneficial. And the other beautiful thing about the Chief is it is deceptively tough because the numbers are low, right? One of the classic signs of a beautiful trap, 3 power cleans, 6 push-ups, 9 air squats, come on. But all of a sudden, everything compounds in a very beautiful way from head to toe, metabolically with the lungs. That 135 barbell that didn't seem like it should be too bad for 3 power cleans suddenly is. So the Chief is a fantastic workout. And it's also amazing how tough 6 push-ups can get. So I love the Chief. Hope you do as well. There's a 2-person team version. We've done this one last December of 2021. If you want to go back and check your time on that as well, your rounds, I should say. There is nothing in the chief that has to be unbroken. Okay, like you don't have to do touch and go power cleans if those don't feel good in your body. You can do singles, that's just fine. But with regards to the pushes and the air squats, again, there's 5 3-minute windows. The goal of the chief is to keep the athlete moving. So if right off the bat, you know that you're going to have to break up 6 push-ups right off the bat, or that power clean loading is pretty darn challenging for you, and there's going to be a single, a decent rest, single, a decent rest, single, and that's how the three are going to go down, then I would highly recommend modifying or scaling the loading in a way, and the push-ups potentially to like elevated push-ups or knee push-ups, so that you can keep yourself moving. And then the fatigue and challenge happens as the rounds compound, you know, round 3, 4, and 5. But you want to know that it's at least for that first 3-minute window, and that second 3-minute window, you've chosen a loading and the movements are such that you can just cycle them and cycle them and cycle them. That's what we want with the chief. Let's see, so we've got scale, the wildcard option knocks the loading down a little bit. Scaled option knocks it down a little bit more, and it also says do for the push-ups, regular push-ups, knee push-ups, or elevated push-ups. So exactly kind of what I was talking about there. Limited equipment option, of course you're going to do some dumbbell cleans, awesome, and we're all going to have an absolute blast. So people love the chief. I hope that you enjoy it, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.